A61, number 2B.
Yes. So we start with the synonymous term mind today. And I don't know how it will unfold, because that depends largely on the class, what will happen today. But the main thing is that we keep in mind that we really stand in awe before the great fact that we should learn the nature of God, of being as mind. That we devote our day today to the biggest thing we can think of in life, namely to know what is reality. There is no bigger job we can do. We cannot spend our time and energy for something higher than that. And therefore, we can do that with our highest sense of worship, so to say, by being grateful to be here and to contemplate the nature of being as mind. Now, what does mind mean in the way that being has revealed itself to Mrs. Eddy and to us? You have in front of you the list of ideas from the compendium, so that we have a common list to work on. And now we just want to see if we get the letter straight, and as we get the letter straight and exact, we try to elaborate that letter until we get the feel of it, the spiritual sense of it, so that finally we have a touch, that we have touched the spiritual sense of mind. Let's go through that list. What do we have as the first one?
Creator.
And indented, you have what? Does somebody speak out loud? Creates,
makes,
produces, creative power, yeah, creates all, creative impulse. What was the last one?
Made all.
Made all. Oh, sorry. Made all. All right. Yes. Somebody said begets. Yeah. Somebody said begets, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can see it actually has to do, you see, if you consider the first 1,000-year period in the Bible, which gives a sense of mind, the creative mind. At that time, the biblical terms were, and Noah begat so-and-so, the begat so-and-so, begat so-and-so, and you go on for a whole page about the whole begetting business, which gave there a wonderful sense of God as the creator, the creative sense. But you are so right if you left it out, because it's a biblical expression and perhaps not quite so nice as the term creates, but you must see that at that time when we wrote the compendium, we were very much interested in the biblical presentation of the seven synonymous terms. We were studying then, especially the 7,000-year periods, and actually, you always know, a writer always writes what he has in his mind at that time of writing, and that was the biblical story of the first 1,000-year begetting. So you can see that the old sense of begetting was just trying to give the spiritual sense of creating, bringing forth, creating, producing, the creative power. Yes, that has to do with mind. So what could you put here too would you, have you found any other ideas that are not in the compendium that would come into this tone of creator? What could you, out of your spiritual sense, put there too as other hues, so to say, of the idea? Creates?
Emanates,
we have that later on. Hmm? We have that further down, huh? in the compendium. But that which has, what are other ideas of creativity? Would you have some of it?
Originate?
No. Originate? We would have that later on the calls, huh? Yes. Originates, yeah. But it's fine, huh? It's fine. It shows that you get some touch, a spiritual touch of it, yes. I think you could say propagates, huh? That has to do with creative activity, propagates, for instance. Mrs. Eddy says that mind propagates. So all, can you hear, all that has to do with that initial creative impulse is mind. Hmm? Yes.
Max, in thinking about this, looking broadly at the idea of where all of this takes place, existence, whatever we're conscious of, the where, it seems to me that one of the first questions, if you are in a state of complete blank,
yeah,
complete ignorance, and you suddenly become aware of something, the first question, like when you wake up from a dream, you say, where am I?
Yeah.
So a thought came to me that mind is the answer to where things happen. Where is it? Where is existence? Where is reality? It's in mind.
Yes.
And this is the where.
Yes.
Does that make any sense to you?
Well, where is naturally a place, huh? Yes. It's a place, it's therefore not...
It's a locality.
It's a locality, therefore it's outside of the divine system of reference, which has no locality, which has just isness. And so mind has no locality, has no time, no space, and just says, I'm of the nature of mind. It isn't the where and the why and the wherefore and when. It just says, I am mind, and as mind, I'm that which brings forth, which is the creator, that is constantly bringing forth and impels bringing forth. It's the producer. We have afterwards the producer. I'm the creative power. It doesn't even say where, because where is a human connotation. It isn't even if it's higher than that. Huh? But it says, in mind. That's the where, huh? Says in mind. Huh? That's the inner nature of mind, that mind says, I'm the only consciousness, so to say. Yes.
Basis by calling everywhere.
Everywhere, but sums it up, but then we come already to life. Huh?
No, but the everywhere is mind.
The everywhere is not the nature of mind, no. You see, that's what we have here in the textbook. When we ask the textbook itself, what is mind, it never says it's everywhere. It says that's life, that could say that perhaps. But the textbook doesn't say anything about that, about mind. It says I'm mind, and as mind, it's even in life, it's a very human sense that translates itself because it says it's ever-present, which gives a bit the human sense, yes. So, yeah?
Would author be a proper place here in the sense of creation?
Well, we have author afterwards, perhaps, if you remember, we must have it on the cause, huh?
Okay.
So, we just... stick a little bit to our CNC, the ideas rather clearly and definite, huh? So that we don't blend too quickly. But as we go on, you will see that these blend actually into each other. Yes. So here we have the nature of mind, which says, where mind says, I am the creator, I'm that creator that creates everything. I'm the creator that makes everything, that produces everything, that has the creative power, the creative impulsion. I'm the mind that propagates everything. Can you hear? You now begin to hear spiritually the terrific, impelling, creative power that lies in the nature of being as mind. Huh? And you try with the letter, listen with your ear to the tonality of it. Yes. Then, what have we next on your list?
Producer.
You have producer. You see, producer could have been put just as well under the main idea of creator, huh? Could have been listed as a secondary idea. I told you yesterday, don't put too much accent on this distinguishing of primary and secondary ideas. So you have mind, huh? The producer, and that produces, huh? You get the mind as the producer, the producers. What else could you have on the mind that produces something? You see, it has a little bit a different connotation than the creator, huh? Okay. Can you hear that? And now you must get used to language in a way that is spiritually figurative, that spiritually has impacts and shadings. If we have a creator, you only have, so to say, the very origin of where something comes from. When you have a producer, you already think a little bit about the product. It has already a bit of touch that the creator brings forth a product. Huh? Can you see how the term mind enlarges? And so it becomes the producer. What else could we put in here, which is not here? What is the mind as the producer? She speaks about the builder, huh? That mind is the builder, in a figurative sense, huh? You hear that there is more there than just mind as the creator. It already is a kind of a builder. It's already a sense that this creative mind is a structural creator, that he's a builder, that he structurally creates. Yes? Mind, you could also put here perhaps institutes. Mrs. Eddy speaks about that mind institutes. Can you see? It has the tonality of creating but bringing something forth already. At institutes. What have you next? The parent mind, huh? Which is a great point in Mrs. Eddy's teaching about mind, that she says that mind is the parent mind. Wonderful sense, showing, you see, all these showing, take away the sense that we have been created from another cause than mind, huh? That really the creator of everything, therefore also of us, is mind and not people, not parents. That we come here out of the parent mind. Here she puts, interestingly, father and mother, which are usually life and love, huh? Life as the father, love as the mother. Here she presents them as mind. You see? Why? Why do you think she says the parent mind? Why doesn't she say the parent life and love or something like that? Or the parent principle? Why is it the parent mind? And you know that she uses that very often, huh? The parent mind. What is the parent mind? What does she therefore indicate the nature of mind?
The oneness of it, the unification of it rather than a father-mother.
A unification? Has that to do with mind, with the tonality of mind? You see? It shows that it is, in life, as father, she shows much more the office of father and the office of mother, whereas in mind, she shows the creative aspect from where everything comes and says, it is mind that conceives naturally, that we have later on. It's mind that is the creative. Where's the creative idea? Huh? Where's the producing idea? It's the mind again that is that which has set an idea, which has set an aim, which wants, as we go on, all these other ideas of mind come in, which says, mind conceives of its creation. Mind produces what it has conceived. Mind outlines what it conceives. Therefore, it's all in mind, the first, the will to produce. Can you see, it's not so much the office then of father and mother that is under consideration first in mind, but what is that that had its first creative impulsion that says, let's bring forth, let's create, let's make, let's produce. Who is that? Can you see that? And can you see how already now how important this is right for us? Every one of us can ask himself, have I been created that way? Have I been produced that way? Have I been propagated that way? Or have I come from a human desire, from a human will? Have I come from an accident or a chance? Have I come to this earth by the will of parents or by the divine will? Am I wanted or I'm not wanted? The moment we see, we can put that all out of our consciousness and see all that has ever been created is created by the divine mind. That divine mind is the parent mind. Therefore, it did want me. I'm not an unwanted child. That divine mind had a divine conception about everything, also about me. I'm divinely conceived. I can see my new creator through mind. Can you see how this touches practically everybody at the core of his whole life? That it brings out for us the fact, oh, I'm not coming from parents. I'm coming from the parent mind. What does the parent mind mean? And actually, we would have to go further to see. I do that right now, though I shouldn't do it, but we can see, oh, then it is the divine mind that wanted me. It's the divine mind that created me. It's the divine will of the divine mind that wanted to bring me forth. It conceived me as an absolute divine idea, because mind brings forth only ideas. Can you hear how you are already newly created in your consciousness, and that we can drop the whole question of creation, material creation, material propagation, material begetting, and all that can just be dropped right away at this very beginning already of mind, and see, nothing ever wanted me, desired me, but the divine mind. Nothing ever willed me into being, but the divine mind. The divine mind willed me into being. In its absolute, because we see afterwards, in its absolute conception, ideal conception. Think of the new life we gain by seeing our true creator. Yes? All right, we go back to our list and just try to build up this this tonality. So we have the parent mind, which is a very big idea in Mrs. Eddy's. Then what is the next idea we have?
Forms,
huh? And under forms, we have these various shades of forming. What do you have there? Shapes, fashions, huh? Models, yeah. Do you have further ones?
Formations.
Formations of mind, yeah. Mind forms.
Could you say mind builds?
mind, it's the builder. We had already put that in at the producer, huh? It said it is the builder and builds. Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. Draws, huh? She says she draws models of spiritual sense. She draws. You could say even outlines, huh? By drawing, you outline. Could be also under guidance. Yes. So what is the idea here about mind? See what I want to do. I want to show you method, huh? Through the whole week method. I don't want to inspire you and give a wonderful inspirational week so that you're up on cloud nine. I want to give method all through the week so that you can go home and feel, I got now the method, now I can do for the rest of the year, I can work with these ideas so that you have the method how to work. What I want to do is first, as we go through the list, that you have more or less complete list and correct list. Second, we said yesterday, we want to see how each idea of a synonymous term, so to say, flows into the other one, that they are not here an idea and here an idea, which seem to have nothing in common with each other, but that they blend and that they link and form a whole chain of tonality. Yeah, all right, let's reason it out, yes?
Would you add in this category the thought of structures or constructs?
You could structure not, in no way, because structure has nothing to do with mind. It would have to do with principle or with truth. But you could do constructs. You could put it there, where we had the builder, huh, and constructs. That's the tone of mind. Huh?
But it seems to me that structures ties in with forms and shapes and models.
Forms are verbs and not nouns. It's a verb, huh? That's a good point. We have to be quite clear, huh, this is a good point. See, we already get now to the point where we see that human language is inadequate, absolutely inadequate. We take it as a help. We know that form, a noun, the form is truth. You have that in your truth compendium, huh? That the form of being is truth. To form as a verb, though it is written in the same way in the dictionary, to form is the ability to make something, to bring forth something that has outline. Therefore, it's a creative activity. The moment you have a creative activity, it's mind. Because mind is the creator, it's the producer, it makes. And so you have the creative ability of the verb forms. As a verb. Forms, shapes as a verb, not as a noun. Shapes, fashions, mind fashions all. It models, huh? It models our thought. Can you hear? It's the creative activity which is implied in this term. And already you feel we can not rely on grammar. Huh? And as we go on, we will see that more and more. Can you hear how in this way, little by little, the language of spirit makes itself known, and not the English language? That the English language or any human language will only be a bridge to help us and is not adequate. So can you hear spiritually mind's activity, mind's creative impulsion, huh? How can mind be creator if it doesn't form something, shape something? Because only as it is formed and shaped and modeled, something really can appear. Or else it's all elusive, it's all evasive, you never have anything concrete. But here, Mrs. Eddy brings in those terms, those verbs, huh, as a creative ability.